everyone. We are a society, a global community that fearlessly explores taboo topics around our sensuality, intimacy, and sexuality. And this is Taboo Talks, a weekly conversation where we dive into taboo with leading minds in order to bring shadow to light. Today, we are joined by my near and dear super goddess friend, oracle and intuitive guide, Mariana Tudor, as well as divine masculine perspective, Joe King, as we conclude this month's topic of menstruation. And if conversations like this excite you, follow us here at cissociety.world or listen via Spotify podcast as we break down the walls of stigma and liberate our truth. And here they are.
Hey, beautiful goddesses, how are you?
Hi, angels. So Hi. Lovely to like be in the presence of the three of you again. It's been since we've all been together.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time since Tulum. Come in here. Yeah. Whenever she barks, I'm sorry in advance. I'm trying to hold her as much as I can. She's a little barker.
Yeah.
Hey, barker. She wants to join the coven.
Recycles.
So mature since I've seen her last. She's been growing up so fast.
Yeah, she's a grown woman now.
Yeah, you are. Huh? Before we jump into the conversation, Heather, would you mind grounding us in a little meditation?
It would be my honor. Yeah, I just want to invite both of you and anyone listening or re-listening to this moment to just shut down your eyes. And just take a deep, clearing breath. Feel free to sound. Allowing the sound to serve as an anchor to guide us gently into this present moment. Inviting us to take another breath together in and out. And with every breath moving forward, allowing that to anchor us even more deeply into the earth, grounding us, supporting us, feeling held by the seat beneath you. And I just want to invite our intention and attention into the space of our lower belly, into our wombs, our space of creation, our space of infinite possibility, and just breathing into that space, that source. Perhaps imagining a light or a small flame dance in the space of your lower belly. And with every breath, beginning to illuminate and expand this internal light. Calling into this now moment truth and love, connection, vulnerability, and radical presence. Just imprinting that into every cell, every atom in our body. Just taking one more deep breath together. And arriving to the deliciousness of this moment. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes back up and greet the world. Hi.
Hi.
Hey. Thank you. That was amazing.
Thank you. I'm feeling like I'm floating right now on cloud nine. super rested. Just from that meditation. I'm looking forward for today's topic, especially because I just got back from an Akashic read, like an Akashic reading, where I learned about, you know, the siphoning of my power through my womb being, you know, used and harnessed for years and centuries and different timelines, and being here today is no coincidence. So I'm very excited for today's topic and just to share.
It sounds like your energy is ripe for this conversation.
Definitely.
Yeah. Beautiful. I'm so grateful that you're here. Thank you for joining us and diving into this topic of menstruation or moons, and really bringing us back to the truth that is deeply embedded in our bodies.
It's going to come out the way it comes out, you know, and it will come out the way it comes out. I don't know how it's going to come out. I might come out cursing. I might come out talking about it in a very taboo way, which is the perfect place to do this. But yeah, lots and lots of connection to menstrual cycles lately. Elfina, I got your book as I started tapping into just reconnecting with my hormones being very unbalanced for a little while, and how it was impacting my reality and the way I was showing up in my business and in my life in general. I feel like not a lot of people talk about how this world is orchestrated and organized in a way that's supportive for men's cycles, but us as women, we're operating on this 20-day cycle, and no one talks about that. No one talks about the fact that we have phases where we need to seclude ourselves and reground and receive, and phases where we're all go-getters and ready. And it's just such a, I feel, unknown topic to a lot of people. And it's to our disadvantage. And reconnecting to that menstrual cycle, reclaiming my power, and your book really helped, Elfina, honestly. Like, being able to journal and go day by day and feel into that day's energy, I feel it was a big, big, big help in that. Bringing light to, you know, how important it is and how it's impacting us every single day.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate you. Both of you, supporting yourselves with that book and the journaling, and yeah, just like really creating this next level connection with every day of our cycle. It's like a whole new chapter of our life, like this life, rebirth and death cycle that we go through every single month. And something that Heather and I have been talking about is just that it's really this reconnection and reclamation of our power when we connect with our cycle. And I know that you have a lot to share, Mariana, around that specifically. So this is your opportunity. Like, what's been coming through for you, and how have you been reconnecting to your power through connecting with your cycle?
What came through for me was the realization that I felt so depleted energetically, and I felt like things, like the way I was operating prior to getting knowledge about how I can reattune with my womb was completely disconnected. I wasn't as in tune with my own voice, my intuitive guidance coming through my womb, not just my third eye and my crown or my clairsentience, but actually from the womb. And that guidance that I was completely oblivious to before stepping into understanding the power of the menstrual cycle and following that specific schedule, what came through was again the absence of it and the realization that something needs to change, because it was at the detriment of me being able to operate on a day-to-day basis in a way that felt empowering and energizing. It's like I was pushing against the grain, against myself every single day by not following through on, okay, where am I at right now? What cycle am I in? What phase am I in? How can I honor that archetype? How can I step into that more and seeing, you know, where am I lacking in this? How can I, you know, feel more of that? Like, for instance, one of my biggest issues was when I was on my menstrual cycle, I would push. That was the time where I would push. And that was the time where I would like perform and put my meetings and do all of that. And I would wonder, like, why? Why am I feeling so depleted? Why is this happening? And like, yeah, of course, girl. You're pushing when you're supposed to be resting. And it started, you know, creating that ripple. The second thing I would say was my hormones being out of balance was a big wake-up call for me as well. I started swelling. I'm still dealing with it. I had to take a Plan B, unfortunately, not so long ago. I hate the fact that I'm even saying this, but I had a choice to make, and I made that choice, and that was what was aligned in that moment. But all that to say, it disrupted everything again, and it made me even want to study even more my cycle and understand it even better. All that to say, the hormonal disruption caused me to swell. It caused me to be and feel fatigued all the time. I was emotional. I felt drained. I felt so many symptoms because I was out of touch, you know, with that cycle within me. And lastly, what was the wake-up call? The repercussions led to me being like, I got to do something about it. I can't just stay in that at all, no more. And that started awakening, that rekindling with my womb. And a powerful moment that happened was when I had a mushroom ceremony. I was not expecting at all to go that deep, to be honest. I was with my boyfriend at the time, and I was held in my feminine. It just felt really good. I surrendered, and that's when I fully tuned into my bloodline and my cycle and how, you know, your blood isn't just blood coming out of your body that you need to shed and let go of. There's so much potency in that. There's so much power in that. And realizing, you know, whoa, this is like, I'm here because a woman had the womb and she had menstrual cycles and she honored it and she'd created a human baby. And then that baby created another human baby. And then I'm born. And like, I came from this and I'm carrying that blood. And it's my bloodline. And something that was really powerful was realizing this, and also the choice to carry the bloodline of someone else too. So in that ceremony, I'm not going to go too much in depth, but the mother of someone I'm currently enmeshed with at the moment or in love with came through, and she showed me her lineage and the power of like merging. Like, as a woman, when you are intertwining with another man and you are conceiving and you're bringing a child, you're blending your lineage, your bloodline, with their bloodline, like that their mother bloodline, and that's creating the future. And I'm like, we hold all of that? No one talks about it?
Wow.
We talk about Tampax and tampons and pads and diva cups and, yeah, cool, those are the stuff, but like, tell me about the power of it. Tell me about how it's impacting me and it's impacting the future and it's so many benefits to it. I'm like, wow, this is all hidden.
Yeah, totally. I love this perspective of just like shifting it from like, this is happening to me, I'm a victim, oh no, my period, like being this scary, horrible thing that happens to us, versus like, this is my most innate superpower that I have to create new generations, to literally create new blood lineages, to super harness all of my magic, my manifestation abilities, and my femininity. And it's just like, I feel like that not only shifts, like it shifts us at a mental level, at an emotional level, and at a physical level, because what I've experienced too, maybe you guys can agree, is like, since I've been shifting the way I perceive my menstruation, I literally like barely even have pain anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like the cramping, the PMSing, the pain is like so minimal now. Mm-hmm. And I just actually feel like really clear and clean. And like, of course I'm like more yin and like tired, but it doesn't affect me like as negatively because I'm not as resistant to it. Mm-hmm. I'm more welcoming and celebratory. So of course I'm not meeting as much resistance on the other side.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what we resist persists, right? Coming through before you even said the word resistance, but it's like the power of this time of the month and just our cycle in general has like collectively been repressed and we've been resisting it. So of course we're having like cramps and hormonal issues and these things come to the surface, it's our body communicating that there's a disconnection and that we're ignoring something, that we're turning our cheek to the potency of this true gift that we're given as women. And that has down in our lineage, like you were saying. I love that so much. I'd never thought about that perspective. Mm-hmm. Like thinking of my mother bleeding and her mother's mother bleeding and how that ultimately really created this life that I now have incarnated into, and like the power behind that, like truly feeling that pulsate through me. So yeah, it's incredible to wake up to this truth.
Yeah, that same day, I remember two things happened, right? The realization of that and the shame around it being completely gone, because I stopped seeing it as something I needed to hide, and I started seeing it as my superpower. I started seeing it as like, wow. I'll tell you exactly what happened. So basically, I was in a mushroom ceremony. I was laying down. And at that point, I knew I was wearing a pad because, you know, I wanted to stop wearing diva cups and everything. So I knew I could be leaking, right? Sometimes we leak when we're pads, you know, eventually if you don't change it fast enough. And I was completely gone on shrooms. And the thought came to my mind, fuck, maybe I'm gonna leak. I need to go to the bathroom and check if I'm leaking. And after the whole realization of like my bloodline and all of this and blah, 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 and realizing the power of it, I had a moment where I was like, so fucking what? So what if I bleed? So what if you see me bleed? I'm bleeding. You don't know I'm bleeding because I'm wearing a pad and I'm hiding it, but I'm fucking physically bleeding right now. So what if you see it? Why am I hiding it? Why am I so ashamed of it? Why is it something that I'm like, ooh, I'm dirty. I gotta go, you know? And I remember standing up, being like super proud. I'm like, yeah, that's right. I get up, I start walking, and I put my feet on the ground after this whole ceremony being laid down. And that too is a powerful moment because I put both my feet on the ground. And I remember being like, oh, wow, we are so supported. I'm being held by the ground right now. That's like, even though I see Mother Earth as such a feminine energy, the ground is structure and it's masculine and it's a foundation, right? It holds you as a feminine. It holds everyone. It holds everything. And as I felt held by the ground and developed this new relationship with Earth and the roots, not just the astral alien side of me. No, like the grounded side, the bloodline, the body, the womb, all of that Earth element, right? And I remember walking to the bathroom. And I sat down, and obviously I looked at my pad, but this time I looked at it from a different angle. I looked at the blood and I was like, thank you. It was such a thank you. Wow, like, what is this? You know, like, we get to have this? And feeling so much honor to be able to be a woman and to carry that, you know, gift of bleeding. And you shared with me, Alfina, you know, yesterday we were talking about how there's so much potency in that blood. It's not just shedding. There's nutrition. There's so many beautiful things in that blood, and we carry that. Mm-hmm. And we have that naturally cycled out every single month, and it's orchestrated in such a divine, beautiful way, in my opinion. So, yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that perspective shift. Like, I was like literally living there with you, like in that mushroom with you, like having this realization with you of like, wait, this is like magic. Yeah. It's like a magic elixir that's literally coming out of my yoni every month, and I can like heal my plants and I can heal my body and I can reverse disease like with this like elixir that's like bright red and beautiful, and I can like make paintings with it, and I can like take away wrinkles with it. I'm like, what? How have we been like throwing this shit away for years? I'm like, I want all my blood back. Like, I need to save this. And it was really interesting because I just saw an older friend of mine, and the reason I'm saying older is just because she's in menopause and she's not bleeding anymore, and she's like has a little statue that she literally took some of her menstruation blood on one of her last bleeds, and she saved it on this like little statue, and now she has this
her menstruation blood like saved. And I'm like, wow, I never thought about the fact that like one day that I'm not going to be bleeding anymore. And really to like take advantage of these ripe years of having this blood magic available to us. And something else that my friend shared with me too, that just has to do with what you said that sparked this. I thought it was so interesting. She said that like the reason that there has been so much more like bloodshed with like wars and violence is because women traditionally, we used to offer our blood to the earth as like a holy sacrifice. Like women would be free bleeding on the earth and giving our blood to the plants and to the Aina, to the earth. And since women have stopped doing that, it's basically like now like there's been more bloodshed because like the earth's not getting that blood in the natural way. So now it's coming out in like this like masculine, like aggressive, toxic masculine way because the earth needs like this blood. It's like a blood magic sacrifice that like we're like, and if we just gave more of that like freely to the earth, then like that the other ways of bloodshed wouldn't be as prevalent. It was just like super interesting. Like women's blood has the potential to heal like wars and conflict and bloodshed.
I definitely see that, and seeing the connection between the two, being that earth at the end is like, we live on her, we live with her, and she's orchestrating stuff, right, in a way. So I can totally see that being another way that she's receiving all those nutrients, you know, because women aren't being honored as much, like our blood, our menstrual cycles, our essence as women is not being received by society. It's like we're being tamed down, like, no, you know, hide your, during the space, you don't talk about it. Even like as a teenager, I don't know if you guys can relate, but it's like, you know, I used to wear tampons and I would go to the bathroom, like, do you have a tampon? Like, do you have a, you know, like, you're like, not like being like, hey guys, I'm bleeding. Do you got something to help me with this? Like, no, it's so like, don't say it too loud and or else you're going to be laughed at, or they're gonna be like, ew, you're bleeding, you're dirty, you know. And it's like, no.
Yeah, there's an interesting connection coming up right now. I'm so glad that you're bringing this up, and it came through before, but like the emotional connection as well, like where we repress and resist our emotions, right? It's like, oh, go cry in the corner, like be strong in public, like you can't show these more vulnerable parts of yourself, right? In the same way that we were taught through this collective narrative to be really quiet about our moon cycle. It's like, of course there's a connection between those two, right? Like behave, be quiet, like be a good girl, you know? And having these types of conversations is really calling in a new narrative of feeling safe in our natural process of releasing. Mm-hmm. No, and honoring that. No matter where it's happening, like this it's been a doozy of a new year, but at the beginning of the new year, I was out with my mom and we got into a little confrontation. Long story short, I had like a full emotional release at this place that we were at in public, and it felt so freeing and nobody cared. Like one person came up and they were like, hey, I just want to check in. Are you okay? You're screaming. And I was like, I'm great. I'm just letting things go. And they're like, awesome. And everyone was just kind of like doing their thing. And I can already feel this shift in the collective stories around just feeling safe to let go of something that's coming through our system and not fearing it and honoring it in its truth in that moment. So, yeah.
I deeply resonate with that. And it's funny you mentioned this because the next thing I wanted to talk about when it comes to menstrual cycles and our power is, yes, we are hormonal during that time. And I feel like even though the emotions are ranging and we're like a little bit chaotic, sometimes not everybody is, I know I am a little chaotic during that time and emotional, I feel like I can justify it and I can give myself permission during this time to be like, actually, that's a good time for me to be able to fully own this. And I feel like it's acting as this like anchor, as a reference for future, even outside of your menstrual cycle, to own your emotions fully and own your anger, your rage, your sadness, your like whatever emotions you're experiencing that's heightened during your hormonal fluctuation time, own it outside of that too, and allow it to be during this phase as well by honoring it.
I like permission. I feel like that's like the biggest, one of the biggest realizations that connecting to my cycle has unlocked. It's like so much deeper compassion and permission to just allow myself to be in that season, to be in that archetype, to be in that expression. And like maybe if in my maiden stage and I'm feeling really like silly and weird and like talking in a little kid voice, or I'm like wearing a lot of like sparkles and bright colors, and maybe, you know, someone's like, oh, why are you acting like a little kid? I'm like, because I'm in my maiden stage. Like, let me just be in my innocence and my bliss and my like immaturity. Or like if I'm like in my luteal stage, like right now I'm about to bleed any day, like I just hide in my room and I don't have to like make plans and I don't have to like talk to anyone if I don't want. Like, I can literally just be in my own bubble and be like, this is exactly what I need, and I don't need to explain myself to anyone. Like, this is what I need and this is what I'm going to do, because it's what my body is wanting. So yeah, thank you for sharing that. And I do want to just share that in about 5 to 10 minutes we're going to be joined by Joe King, who's going to come on here and ask us some questions from a masculine perspective around the menstruation. So I think that's going to be super juicy and exciting for a lot of listeners. So if you have, I know you have more to share, and I would love for you to just share everything that you want to share before he comes on and we kind of switch gears a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I was just going to add on to what you were saying, which is like, yeah, fully own each archetype. And sometimes having these archetypes and getting to know them and understanding them gives you more clarity around like, oh, I understand. It's the equivalent of like when I'm like raging and super emotional, when I'm about to get my period, and then I cry and I'm like, what's going on? And then literally I get my period, I'm like, oh, got it. There's that like, oh, I got it happening. And I feel when you understand your cycles and you're more in tune with each phase of your cycle, there's that, oh, I got it. And then there's also that, oh, I can anticipate it and organize my whole schedule around it so that I can actually got it even more moment, you know? And it's, I feel, ugh, so many people should know about this, especially women. I've also synced my flow app. I use an app to track my menstrual cycle, and I've synced it with my boyfriend. I don't know if you guys do this, but it helps a lot in a relationship, so that as well your partner as a male knows what phase you're in and understands a little bit more how to like support you in that. And I think that if somebody's watching right now and they're a man, you know, check with your girl, make sure she got an app to track. And if you can support her in any way during that time, I feel would be very, very helpful for us women. Beautiful cycle we're on.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so interesting that you bring that up too, because just having these conversations with our partners and with men in our lives is so illuminating for us, but also like, I'm sure that a lot of these men have never even had like conversations like this. Like they don't even know. If we haven't known, how are the men supposed to know? Mm-hmm. It's like it's the fundamental step. And even yesterday, I was having a conversation with my beloved, and it was kind of like he was bringing up something that was like a little bit more challenging, like something that maybe I would have been a lot more open and receptive to in my follicular or my ovulation stage. But I'm like, I literally had to tell him, I'm like, babe, this is the worst time of my entire cycle to bring this conversation. Like, I can't handle this right now. Like, my hormones are so low. I'm the most emotional and tender, and I need to put this conversation on the back burner. I love you. Let's come back to this. And it was like such a powerful moment for me to just declare what I needed, and such a powerful moment for him to like hold me in that and be like, okay, babe, of course. Like, he was so respectful, but he just didn't know. And like, how many times do we not know? And then we like, we like just continue like you're saying, bulldozing through our period, working or having these conversations that were like not in an energetic place to hold. And so like, it just brings so much, so much clarity. healing
and excitement when we can like say what know what we need and then say what we need.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's amazing. I actually, for the first time this past bleed, I just finished bleeding 2 days ago, like spoke to two of my male friends and shared with them the fact that I was bleeding. And I would typically just be like, I'm tired, or I don't feel like going out, or I don't want to do something. And I was like, no, it feels really important to just say like, hey, I'm in quite a tender space right now and feeling really internal because I'm bleeding. And I just need some tenderness and additional understanding. You know, like I need like just recognizing where I am in my cycle and then communicating that with like quest for emotional support or patience, you know, is so supportive, because then the masculine and our feminine, our female friends too, like know how to show up for us, you know, like we're giving them a golden nugget to be able to support ourselves, to support ourselves in a deeper way. So that was really big for me. Like, I was like, no, I'm not going to like hide this. Like I am on my moon right now, you know, and this is where I am. Yeah, it felt very empowering to speak it out loud without any shame. It was just digging up the shame and the, I need to hide this and put it in the dark and close the closet door, you know?
Yeah.
And it, like, that's it creates a ripple effect, because then your friends like see you advocating for yourself, and then it gives them permission to advocate for themselves too.
I find it to be very, yes, like you said, Heather, honoring, like you're honoring yourself, and it's empowering in a way to speak up and be like, actually, not a good time. Later. And own it. And in Elfina too, like this is so true. For me, it's seeing other women own their blood that has activated my curiosity in owning my own. It started with that ripple, you know, and the, when we're talking about inner power and our womb, like that's where it starts. If you can't honor yourself, if you can't honor your womb, if you can't honor your process enough to study yourself, understand your cycles, how are you going to defend yourself? How are you going to speak up? You don't even understand what's going on. Why would you expect someone else to read your mind or your body?
Yeah.
That goes way beyond, you know, your emotional compass and hormonal cycle. It goes down to like pleasure.
Absolutely.
Right? It's everything. It's
linked. Next month's topic.
Really? Right? So
Joe,
I'm excited to hear the question.
Yeah, Joe King is joining us right now. I'm gonna just add him in the room. This is super fun. This is the first masculine that we've had on the show for this topic, and it feels super important to bring him in. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Welcome. Yeah.
And to that point, you're also honoring the other person by letting them know your absolute truth in those moments.
Yeah.
You know, you're giving them an opportunity to kind of show you where they're at when it comes to you, attuning to your cycle, right? Because if you don't feel well received during that time, then that's everything you need to know about you know where you're at with whoever you're at that point with.
I absolutely agree with you. It's putting that unfair expectation on someone else, something that we haven't even done for ourselves. Like you figure me out. You understand what's going on with you.
Yeah. Wait, you're not psychic. You can't just read my mind.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, something that I learned to do is to actually track the women that I've been with, track their cycles. That way I know when they're at their peak and in being horny, when I'm gonna have to kind of fade away from that aspect of myself, so that I can turn into, okay, now they're in a more emotional state because wow, what they're going through, you know. And then I have a question. Is it true that women are most horny during their third day of their cycle?
The day of their cycle? Like, what do you mean, the day they begin their cycle?
No, like day three after bleeding.
I mean, I definitely, I think it's a personal thing, but typically during ovulation, yeah, the ovulation stage, like the egg drops and you're the most fertile is like the peak of your horniness,
right,
the peak of horniness. But also during my cycle, I do like feel like throughout the totality of my cycle, I do feel quite turned on.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is interesting.
It's always my suggestion to masturbate, just play with yourself, just feel yourself as much as you possibly can, you know, during that, because then it carries on into the next stage. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that?
Yeah, like bringing pleasure to where you're bleeding, where you might want to like shun that off and close it off. Instead, you're opening it up and you're embracing the blood. I mean, I love having sex on my bleed. Maybe not like the first day, but like the third day when you're feeling like you're releasing a lot, then what I almost consider like that last, the end of the bleed and the very beginning of a follicular, you're literally like becoming an infant again. Mm-hmm. So there's like something to do with like having sex, like being in, like I hear what you're saying, where like then it's like literally giving birth. Mm-hmm. You're like in the womb. And then you come out on the other side. And so it is an orgiastic like experience in that part of the month, which is the exact opposite of when your testosterone is actually the highest, like Heather was saying, in your ovulation. So maybe those two times of the month, like somehow are connected, like the polarity of that in the sex drive. I don't know. It's different for everyone too, I'm sure.
Funny, have you heard that men get a mangina? So once a week, our testosterone is so fucking jacked up that we're emotional messes.
once a week?
I didn't know. Once a week.
Tell us more.
It's like random. It's such like a random occurrence. But I've learned to tune to myself. Like, there are times when I can't even communicate things because my mental processing and my hormones are so out of whack that I'm just like, oh, I need to fucking work out or go swimming or just have sex or just anything that doesn't have to do with communication and just like figuring out what the fuck is happening to me, you know? So I imagine stretching that out over the course of like a month is quite a process.
Do you know more about the science with this like peak throughout the week? I've never heard of this. I'm really curious.
I'm only just starting to recognize it within myself. And then as I talk to other men, they're like, oh yeah, I can see where that happens to me once a week where I have blowouts. And,
wow. Yeah.
Well,
oh,
I want to clock too, like, and it's not even the same clock.
Right.
And they're also being deprived of it.
Yeah.
I'm curious if there's research around this, like the hormonal shifts within a masculine and if like they can equate that to some sort of cycle. Like I would be so interested to hear about
it. Absolutely, I feel like they can. And the more you're able to communicate your truth about where you're at in your cycle and what you're going through, the more you give us a cheat code to be able to show up for you in whatever way is necessary in those moments, right? Because there's going to be times when you're going to want me at my highest energy and you know, my best good vibes. And there's going to be times when you're going to be like, okay, turn the volume down. Like you're too much for you. Know, turn the volume down or get away from me and go do. You know, and you just have to be able to be open to okay. Like I'm not gonna take it personally. You know, it's just this is how it is. And the more we're able to communicate these truths to each other, the more we're able to have each other's backs in our personal journeys. You know.
So beautiful. That, something that
I've even asked, I was with this girl and I'm like, what part of your cycle are you on? And she was so like, what the fuck? Like nobody's ever asked me. Like that's really personal. And you know, it just, you know, I didn't realize how taboo it was to ask something like that so recently.
Well, you're ahead of your time for most men. Like, thank you for asking and thank you for knowing and being curious to want to know more. And something that was coming up as you were sharing, like, I almost just intuitively feel like when a woman is really connected to her cycle and then she shares that connection and clearly communicates that with her partner throughout her cycle, it allows the man to almost like mirror her cycle in a way and kind of adjust the way that he would act and that he would behave, and he would just energetically flow throughout his month that would be different than if he were just on his own, like 24-hour cycle. So it actually is almost like, because I've seen that with my partner, I kind of see that, like, in a way, like, we're almost like mirroring each other's, like, the way that we're energetically moving throughout the month, even though he has a completely different cycle than me. But I think that can be really refreshing for the masculine, because they, on their own, they're going through this like every single day. But if they're with this woman, and it almost gives like the men permission to like, oh, maybe this is my time where like I get more peace and I get more quiet and I get more rest. And it's like a permission for you too, in a way. Do you feel that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or if I'm not in a place where, okay, I can't rest today, or I can't find peace today, I need to get away from her because that's what she needs. And if I try to continue doing what I need around her, there's not going to be resonance between the two of us. Mm-hmm. Also knowing when to step out of her cycle and go and take space, and then return to her in readiness, right, to show up for her. Because my mom would tell me, okay, if he's not showing up for you during that time when he needs you to show up for you, he needs to get the fuck away from you as quickly as possible. Like, run. She's about to bleed. Run for your life, right? Kind of thing. And it's not that, but at the same time, it kind of is that, because it's a resonance or dissonance. Does this feel good or does this feel bad? Right? Because you're at a stage where it's about to feel bad, but it can feel so good, right?
Yeah. And I like that you mentioned as well the mother being involved, and it got me thinking, mothers should teach their young boys and young girls about this.
Yeah.
Because I deeply believe it influences their relationship and the connection. Like, how many conflicts would have been avoided if people knew what was going on in the family? How many I feel seen right now would have happened if people knew? And most people are just flowing through every day, not knowing. Like, it's just so unknown to most people. And when you mentioned as well that you have your own cycle and you're starting to notice the pattern, and it got me thinking, like, whoa, what if we don't even know that we don't know that men also have another cycle?
Right.
And they have their own clock too. And it's just like both of our system have been like, it's not just women. Like, what if men too? We think it's this 24-hour clock, but there's more to it that we don't know. You know, like, it's just a theory, but it's possible.
Yeah.
Totally. Like, if it was hidden from us, why wouldn't it be hidden from them?
Yeah.
You know, because then when a man is in his reactivity, he's not proactive. He's not thinking from a space of groundedness. He's more like aggressive. He's more, you know, in reaction to. And if he doesn't know what's going on, he's going to find ways to cope, whatever that looks like for him. So who knows? But all that to say, it was really interesting to hear that you brought that up. And then
I feel like we're at a beautiful time to be here too, because they didn't even know what they were going through a lot of the time. Like, so how can you even communicate something you're not even sure of yourself? So now that we have like this inner knowledge about ourselves, that oh my God, I know so much about me. Now is the time to figure out, okay, how do I communicate these things that I know profoundly about myself, right? Mm-hmm. And then be vulnerable enough to then share that with another, you know?
Mm. So knowledge of your menstrual cycle, not only its power, but its power because it's also self-awareness. Mm-hmm. And self-awareness is sexy. 4:44 on the clock as I say this on my clock. Self-awareness is sexy.
Sexy as hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, do you have any questions for the feminine? What do you want to know from a masculine's perspective?
So I'm curious as to what the difference is for you guys when it comes to free bleeding, diva cups, the tampons, like also, like you said, you did the plan B, and there's nothing no harm, no foul. Plan B is always my plan B. When I'm setting plans, I skip plan B times because, you know, it's permanently plan B. But what that does for, like, chemical imbalances and the shifts in your cycle. I have so many questions. I need you to shut the fuck up.
I like that. Bring it on.
Yeah.
Bring it on. Yeah.
Like.
So what's your question exactly? Yeah.
all of the questions. Overwhelmed by questions. How does it, like, the chemical shifts feel? Like, can you feel when you're transitioning from, like, ovulation into like, when it's dropping? Do you feel?
Yeah.
The more
knowledgeable, like, self-aware that I am around where I am in my cycle, then the more I'm able to actually physiologically feel the shift. And, like, I can feel when my egg drops, and then you can, like, sense, you can test the cervical mucus, and you can literally see, like, how viscous it is, how liquidy it is, how, like, white it is. And right. I can, like, see, I know this sounds crazy, but, like, my face changes, my body changes with the archetypes. Like, I'll wake up and I'll be like, okay, I'm, like, transitioning today. Like, I don't feel like I'm in this stage now. I feel like I'm in this stage. And for me, like, I'm really getting, like, super connected with that, with the very subtleties and the shifting of each stage. But I don't know, I don't think every woman feels that way. But, like, the more that you are aware of your cycles, like, I really believe you can be so connected to exactly where you are on your cycle.
Yeah. I agree with you, Alfina. I personally have noticed myself also shift through the archetypes, even, like, I shapeshift, yeah, like, my facial,
yeah,
like, features, like, when I'm wearing my, like, I'm on my moon, like, I look different, when I'm ovulating, I look different. And something I just want to bring back, when you mentioned, like, about, like, our sex drive, speaking of those peaks and drops and us morphing and adapting to that energy, I feel sexual pleasure for women is selfish. And not in a bad way. It's like, I feel the most sexual and I feel on my best and I feel sexual, like, I feel good. And when those peaks happen, right, when it rises and drops, there's moments where I feel like I'm in that energy and I'm embodying that specific archetype. We feel the shift. Like, I can't put it into words, but we feel it. Especially as women being very, like, emotional and intuitive, I feel, even as a word, instead of I see, I hear, it's I feel, you know, like, start with that.
Yeah.
So, and then we feel it.
There is something too, I was listening to, like, a hormonal doctor, and she was sharing something with our hormones. Something that happens when we're actually ovulating is, like, we have these, like, beauty hormones that, like, literally make us more beautiful.
Yeah.
And make us more, like, glowy and vibrant, because we're meant to literally be the most, like, physically attractive. So our body actually shapeshifts. It's wild.
But it's because, if you think about it even deeper than that, it's because it's contributing to us being appealing so that we can have intercourse and raise that baby, right? So it's a little bit like when you look at a peacock or a bird that's becoming seductive to be able to, like, lure in his mate. We do that too. But, like,
reproduction, it's evolution.
Do it well.
Yeah. What about you, Heather? What are your thoughts on this? How do you feel about that?
I mean, honestly, I've been deepening my relationship with my moon since meeting Alfina, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, that's come online for me. She's such a potent moon witch.
Yes.
And tracking my cycle and starting to notice, like, subtle differences at different times of the month. And what's just coming through my channel now is, like, there are four archetypes and four seasons. So, like, ultimately, like, I've been feeling like four distinctly different people depending on what part of my cycle I'm in. Like, my thoughts are different. I'm responding differently. I walk differently. Like, during my moon, there's, like, a slowness and a softness and an introspection. And then when I'm on ovulation, I'm, like, moving a bit quicker with more intention. I have a lot of energy in my body. My rate of, like, the way that I speak speeds up.
like as I'm like more fertile, and like then like right before my bleed again, like things begin to slow down and I start to kind of feel myself cocoon and prepare for my bleed, like as my body prepares for it. So yeah, like long story short, like I definitely feel like I'm like not, I don't want to say bipolar, but like quadrupolar, like right. Like there's like four stages
person. You're a different version of yourself throughout the whole phase. That's incredible.
Yeah, not denying them, but just saying like, okay, like this is me moving into this like different archetype and this different character and just embracing it and being with what comes up organically in that space, as opposed to being like, I am always the same. I am Heather. This is who I am. Like I'm attached to this narrative.
Right. So, or have to force it. Cause a lot of people like try to show up as like, okay, and I have to go to work. And, you know, I have to have high energy. I have to, even when I don't feel like being that way, or even when I'm going through something that people don't have a clue.
Absolutely. For myself, I would like to share that there's for a really long, long phase in my life, in my teens especially, where I still didn't know myself that much, where these fluctuations were causing me to actually feel like I was so unstable. I couldn't get a grasp of like my identity because I didn't understand what that was. And I was noticing like, oh, I'm motivated. And when I was motivated, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna build this, I'm gonna do that. I'm so like on point, let's go. And then when I would like drop into like, oh, I'm actually not feeling that great, I'll fall into a depression. Because yeah. I was like, what's wrong with me? What's going on? Why am I feeling this way? I thought I was motivated. I'm not motivated anymore. And I couldn't understand. It had nothing to do with my motivation levels or whether or not I was capable, but actually because I was moving through a cycle and I was unaware that I was going through the cycle. So I don't know if anyone can relate to this, but that was like huge for me for a long time, a really long time. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I definitely relate to that. And also men just thinking that we're crazy as women in general because they haven't understood our cycles.
Our hormones.
But we have about 5 minutes left before we're going to be wrapping. So I just want to open up the conversation, Joe, if you have any other questions for us.
You guys are tremendous. This is a pleasure.
Thank you for coming in with your beautiful
face. I just want to be the masculine welcome nonsense.
Yeah, you had good questions too. I understand as well, like a bit more how most masculines are thinking a little bit, like, oh shit, how do you know when is she the horniest, when is she not horny, when should I do, when should I not do that, you know? It's
right.
And questions you can have.
And letting him know that if he wants a cheat code to knowing you on a much more profound level, then he should try your cycle as much. Or you know, with you, the best.
Do you mind sharing, like, with the masculine who are listening, like, what are the benefits that you've noticed of attuning to the woman cycle?
It understanding, right? Because you'll flow through the different stages with her, and instead of getting like washed in one of the waves, just be able to flow in and out and instead of pushing her away or getting pushed away during that time, you'll actually create more magnetism in your dynamic. You know, she'll want to keep you around through all the stages of her flow instead of just a few.
Super smart. You know what you're doing, sir. It's just like she'll want to keep you closer. I like that. Yeah, that's true. It's, you know, I agree. And I'm sure you can testify to this as well, Elfina, and me too. And I don't know, Heather, if you're in a relationship right now or not, but to share that part of you with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, being able to like be so vulnerable creates more closeness and actually contributes to the container feeling so much more emotionally vulnerable and safe and in tune, you know, with each other. So I agree.
And then you're doing bloodline magic with two bloodlines together in their own body chemistry, right? In reflection to one another.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, and like you're
you're saying, like knowing when she's going to be the horniest, because let's just be real, like, right. You know,
you're gonna know that.
That's like one of the ultimate benefits, right? Yeah. Like knowing my woman is going to be the horniest. When should I plan to take her out on a really like romantic, yummy, delicious date night? When should we go dancing? When should I get her tickets to this show? When should I just come over and give her a massage and like cook her a dinner at home? Right? Like it's just infinite. I feel like how you can really infuse that and like activate your relationship just to the next level.
Yeah. And if the step fully, she's bleeding, right? Where you should be able to just do for her, right? She should just be able to sit back and witness, right? Because if not, she's going to do it for herself anyway. So you can make every aspect the horniest aspect of the flow by knowing each how to show up each of them, you know.
I have one more question for you, Joe. Like, what in an ideal world, an ideal society, how do you see the masculine treating women while they're bleeding?
Very. I imagine lush like blankets and pillows, and she should be put, like if ever there was a time. Yeah, but completely and totally served. My mother is coming to visit this weekend, Elfie, and I would very much like to make an introduction between the two.
I would love to meet this woman who raised you with so much wisdom and womb knowledge.
but what our main goal is to have a land where women can have refuge, you know, and really learn more about themselves and their cycles, and then things that they can do to contribute to more clarity.
That's so gorgeous. Thank you for holding that vision and creating that possibility, possibility for the world. Well, thank you both so much for being on this Taboo Talk. It's just been so enlivening and integrative to really wrap up and culminate this topic. And thank you again for coming on, Joe, and being this divine masculine pillar for us.
Oh yeah, you guys lit me up. I'm gonna be like skipping through the rest of my day.
Yeah, great. And thank you so much, Mariana. And I just would love for you to be able to share with listeners like how they can be connected to you and your other beautiful offerings and services. What's the easiest way for them to connect with you?
Since we are on Instagram right now, the easiest way would be to just go on my profile and shoot me a message. Just say hello. I'm super friendly. And if ever you're listening to this on the podcast, whether it's on Spotify or any other place, you can just click the link in the description box. I'm probably going to be putting my IG in there. I'm a host for Tulum's Girl Stripes YouTube channel in Tulum. If ever you're planning on visiting, there's so many recommendations and tips and tools that I provide. And if ever you are in Tulum and you want to be in touch with different wellness services and products and you want them at a discounted rate, I'm also the founder of Tulum Wellness Costco WhatsApp group. We're almost 500 members, if not more at this point, where you can ask all the questions you want. I'm sure Elfina will have it put somewhere in the description boxes.
Yeah,
it's the best way.
Yes, we'll have all of your links posted in the show notes. Mm-hmm. And thank you each of you listeners for tuning in to today's Taboo Talk. We're Cis Society again. We're a global community that's dedicated to rewriting the narratives around our sensuality, intimacy, and sexuality. So follow us to continue these conversations as we continue to flip the script and shatter societal norms. You can catch the full replay under our highlights. Also under Spotify podcast, we have these episodes and YouTube as well. All of these links are listed in our bio. And we'll see you all next week for another episode. Bye. As we pioneer the new earth together. Get excited because this new episode or this new topic is orgiastic. You won't want to miss out. Love each and every one of you. Thank you for being here.
Bye.
Thank you.